From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A measure that would make it easier to sue oil and gas operators when energy development is linked to earthquakes initially cleared the House today. Penta Berkland has more.
United States Geological Survey studies have linked increased earthquakes in places like Oklahoma and Texas to hydraulic fracturing. For the Colorado bill, a homeowner would need to show that oil and gas operations caused the earthquake that damaged their home or hurt someone. The company could then be liable. Democratic Representative Joe Salazar of Thornton is sponsoring the bill.
That is being proactive. I don't want to be Oklahoma where all of a sudden becoming very reactionary to a very serious problem.
But Republicans say current laws are already on the books to address potential problems. Others dispute that fracking injection wells do cause earthquakes. They also argue the bill would unfairly hold oil and gas companies to a higher legal standard compared to other businesses and hurt an important Colorado industry. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The amount of land in Colorado considered abnormally dry nearly doubled in size when compared to last week's numbers. The latest U.S. drought monitor released today shows that most of that is in southeastern Colorado. The classification is for pre-drought conditions, but still showing dryness. Nearly 28% of the state falls in that category, the rest showing mostly normal conditions. Last year at this time, nearly 52% of the state was considered in a moderate or severe drought. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.